Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the middle of the night. You're tossing, turning. You're not sleeping. You're drenched. You're covered in sweat. Sure, running the AC or a fan might help a bit, but to sleep really cool and comfortably, get rid of that heat-trapping mattress. Get yourself a Casper. The Casper mattress combines four layers of pressure-relieving foams for all-night comfort. It is softer under your shoulders, firmer under your hips for healthy alignment and extra support. Plus, breathable foams are designed to keep you cool all night, all summer long. Casper also has free shipping and returns, so you'll be able to try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. So go to Casper.com, use the code ROME, get $100 towards the purchase of select mattresses. Get rid of that heat-trapping mattress. Get yourself a Casper. Casper.com, code ROME, and get $100 towards the purchase of select mattresses. So go to Casper.com, use the code Rome. Additional terms and conditions to apply. See casper.com/terms.
Traffic on the Ticket is sponsored by Alligator Alley, Harley Davidson, and Sunrise. Get 15% off parts and 25% off install when you buy a new 2018-2019 Harley Davidson, or get a free dyno with a Screaming Eagle stage purchase.
Good morning. Right now in Dade, we do have a crash 95 southbound at the exit for Ives Dairy. Currently, two left lanes are blocked, and all lanes block 95 Express southbound at Ives Dairy for emergency vehicles. Southbound at the Rickenbacker Causeway, all lanes are currently subject to closure for a police investigation. Northbound lanes are open for two-way traffic, and as a result, the 95 southbound ramp to the Rickenbacker is currently closed. We're also looking at slowdowns 95 southbound by the Dolphin going into the Rickenbacker, and we also still have delays on the Shula northbound from the Turnpike to the Palmetto. In Broward, we have a disabled vehicle University Drive southbound at Broward Boulevard blocking the left lane, and school is also back in session for Broward County. I'd add on a few extra minutes to your travel this morning. I'm Gia, where Hawk and Crowder take you home weekday afternoon starting at 2 on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket.
Welcome back, everybody.
You probably shouldn't be buying no drinks at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No. It's first day of school. All the mamas who are listening to us, who get to drop off your kids, now you get some alone time. Shout out. Start that day drinking. Let's get to it. I'm with them now, man.
Not like they teach us during the last day of school.
I tell you what's happening. Like, I'm having these old feelings. Like, I'm super thankful to be in the morning show slot and us just doing the show. Like, I love doing that and not being here all day.
Right.
Even though I am gonna be here all day, but I'll tell you about that later. But now I'm kind of getting those old feelings that I had when I was only producing the morning show before I started doing afternoons with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, I kind of feel like a bum, even though I worked the whole day.
All day.
I feel like a complete bum, and I have to do this. Do you feel weird like that, Robbie?
I do. There's been some weird feelings about this. Like, wait a minute, I'm home, and it's noon.
Yeah, like, what do I do? It's so weird to me because I've been spending the last 3 years we've been doing the show. Yeah. It's been mornings and afternoons, and I worked out in the middle of the day, and I already can tell I'm getting some bad habits because yesterday I was like, should I work out? Just go home.
Relax. You go home and relax,
that's it.
Find something on TV.
Not having it.
No, so today, I got to go.
Pack the gym bag, going right down the road after this.
Oh, okay.
You're Can't doing do it, it.
That way.
Can't
See,
do it.
See, I go home, and I relax for a minute, get some food. Because I got to tell you, yesterday, like, me and Beast ordered that breakfast.
Feeling slothy afterwards?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy smokes, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, you can't. You have to temper yourself. Right. Otherwise, you can go into a coma.
I
love a big breakfast, but nothing will ruin your day like a big breakfast. You have a big, hearty breakfast, you're done.
You can only do that on the weekends when you can go home. Like a big hearty breakfast and then come home and watch some football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a brunch or something. Perfect. But you can't do like radio. You're like, I want to take a nap. So I'm going to go home. I may cook some steaks on the grill. I'm going to go home, have some steak and eggs, oh, take a little nap, then go to check out. I go to the gym at 1. Here's why.
Why?
1 o'clock is when the kids' club closes.
Oh.
So everybody's leaving when I get there.
I get you. That's a smart strategy. All right, so I was telling you, I think this relationship between Josh Rosen and Fitzpatrick's frosty.
Come on.
Frosty, man. I'm telling you. Now, I get a sense of these things. But strangely enough, so yesterday they were back in Tampa.
Yeah.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick played in Tampa Bay.
Do they love him in Tampa?
Apparently they do. They do. He was getting a lot of love yesterday. Right. Him and Jameis Winston had a moment where Jameis got to see his new kid. So that was cool. And so a reporter was asking Josh Rosen after, you know, he was having to defend his body language. He was asking, what has Fitzpatrick meant to you? I don't know, Leroy. You tell me. You tell me what this is.
Was here last year, obviously, and you guys are competing, but he has this sort of reservoir of information and teams he's played for. So how do you kind of weigh that sort of relationship that you have right now while you're competing?
I think he's been unbelievably helpful. He's probably probably one of the best mentors I've had in the sport. He's been an unbelievable teammate and very selfless in helping me so much. It's pretty impressive how he can just sort of walk up to the line and sort of and see it and just know what front, what coverage, what everything they're trying to do. I'm just trying to get to that level. I think I have a sort of special skill set so that when I can put those two together, it can be special, but it's going to be a long road, a lot of film, a lot of studying, and I'm indebted to Fitz for how selfless and he's being. But
interesting.
What are you talking about? That sounds like he's.
You know what I sense? He just got called out by the coach about his body language. So what does he do? Overcompensates. So it's not just that you have a relationship with Fitzpatrick. He's going the other end. He's saying, oh, we're best friends. Best mentor I've ever had. I'm indebted to him.
He sure as hell didn't have one in Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay.
Well, I mean, who did he have? He had that crook Sam Bradford, right?
He was out.
Sam Bradford
was at home by the third week.
He really is the Wei and Chen of football.
Nah, he's had more production than Wei and Chen.
Has he? Because yes. I feel like his production is always on the injured list.
He's just always injured.
He feels like he gets sacks full of cash and then is just like, oh, sure.
He was the last guy.
Last guy.
And, I mean, they just signed. Wait, Arizona gave him $20 million a year.
Crazy.
It was very conditional. He had to play a certain amount of games to get all that money.
Yeah, but once they cut him, I guess he didn't have to play no more games. He couldn't play those games.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the whole point. Like, he had to start a certain amount of games.
Right.
He goes on. Okay, if you don't think that was frosty, he has more to say about Ryan Fitzpatrick and how much he's fighting for the job.
He is being selfish and whatnot, but he's still competing his ass off. He's balling. And whenever this whatever shakes up this year, he's going to absolutely fight his balls off.
See? You see, Leroy?
All right.
He's letting him know. You know, he's putting all the compliments out there, but he's letting you know it's still frosty between us. You're done with me today. Let's get to headlines.
So done.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Chris Carter's a mope?
Just look, his body. He's got mope face.
I don't feel like Chris Carter. I don't get mope from Chris Carter. I get kind of like Aaron Rodgers, like know-it-all.
Cannot comment.
What do you got, Robbie?
Well, since we're on the subject of the Dolphins, remember yesterday when we thought we were going to be on clowning watch?
Yep.
Well, Marno Seguero has reported that the Dolphins are not going to be trading for Jadeveon Clowney.
It didn't make sense. And I thought his the reasoning that he's putting out or that he's getting from the organization, you can't be burning picks, man. If they are going to get the top quarterback next year, and you're not going to have the worst record because Stephen Ross wants to tank, but not really tank, kind of tank, but not embarrassingly tank. Guy can't make up his mind. He doesn't know what he wants.
Nobody wants to be a loser. That's what he wants.
Listen.
Nah, I'm just telling you.
He said He said at one of his press conferences, he's like, if it takes to go 3-13, that's what it takes. I don't
he
want it to be elongated.
He lied because nobody wants to pay somebody $5 million a year for 5 years to suck. I don't care what the conditions are.
What about 2 years?
The Browns tried.
And like, who is he getting? And I love in the article too, they're like, yeah, and he especially doesn't want to lose at home. Why? Who are you getting,
again,
who are you getting
again,
embarrassed in front of? Garfinkel?
You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like a guy who wanted to lose but didn't put himself in that position of going a whole season of losing, and he's like, nah, player, I don't want that. Yeah, that's what it sounds like, because nobody likes losing. I don't care.
We'll just stay in the same place.
Nobody likes losing.
Status
You're not
going
to stay in your same place.
Status quo.
You're not going to stay in the same place. Okay? You don't have to be god-awful terrible to turn it around. You don't. For some reason, all these dopes out there who think, let's just tank. Man, I don't want losing it in my facility ever. There's a difference in playing to win and then losing, or going into a season saying, we're trying to lose. You don't want that stench in your organization.
Yeah, but what does it mean that he's like, I understand it takes tanking, but I don't want to lose
too bad? He doesn't understand.
What does that mean?
He doesn't, right. You know what it means?
What does that mean?
It means your coach has no chance. Because at any point in time, you could look at your record and say, I don't like the way he lost. You do it on the radio all the time.
Not true.
Oh, wait.
He, in fact, did it the opposite. Like, Adam Gase was winning games, but he knew that the way he was winning was bull bleep. And his attitude.
What? He may not have liked Adam Gase's attitude towards him.
Right.
Which is fine. Okay?
Rude.
But you can't complain about wins, man. Like, I don't know what. Like,
how is it you and I have these philosophies in life that just go so different? It's just strange to me. You don't believe in body language. You don't know why.
You know why.
I don't understand.
I'm not going to say it. You say it.
What?
You know why.
Why?
Not saying it. Not saying it because the Texans will blow me up.
What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. No, Marlins, we lost yesterday 15-1. You know, oof. Another rough one for Wei and Chen.
I'm done. I can't take it anymore, man. I'm serious. Like, honestly, if I had one question with Jeter, all right, if I had a sit down with Jeets in studio, all right, I just want to know, when is he gone? When? And if he hems and haws and tells me about salary and we can't afford Jeets, you can afford it. You can afford it. You got all this. You got all these ways. You got revenue sharing. You got the digital money. You can afford it. I can't take him on my baseball team anymore. Not another year. Not $22 million. I don't want a seat in a Marlins uniform next year. It can't be. It's like sending a white flag right to the mound. You are surrendering when you put Wei and Chen on a pitcher's mound.
Pretty much. That's why they tried to limit his the coach fell for it. Fell for it. And look, falling for the Wei and Chen success is like falling for Whiteside. Oh, he's learned his lesson this time.
Oh, he's finally got it.
Yep, three up, three down.
This is why the
old three up, three down.
This is why they're part of the four bumsmen.
How about this?
The four bumsmen stay bumming.
Tell me how you feel about these. Chris Carter is sleepy from the Seven Dwarfs.
Really?
I don't
picture Chris Carter mopey. He's not a pleasant dude.
He's got that natural, his face, just natural.
Just a sourpuss.
Yeah.
You think he's a sourpuss?
No, he's not. He's what you said he was. I'm not saying it.
I know it all.
And in reference to Josh Rosen.
Yep.
He's fighting his nads off. That sounds really painful.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I've got to tell you.
Although, you know, Fitzpatrick has seven kids, so they're obviously working just fine.
Along with, you got to stop. We talking big breakfast. We talking football.
I'm serious, man. Like, Wei and Chen, why?
Also, why? Don't fat cat the morning show, Tobin.
What do you mean?
Sound like you're starting to fat cat.
I know. No, I trust me. I'm well aware of it, Texter. I'm like, I'm doing a lot of self-evaluation. I'm like, I don't like how these first few days are going. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to be that same person that I was. Trust me. It's good that I had that experience. Like, it didn't just get flung upon me where I was just doing middays and then thrown to mornings. It would be like you're throwing them to the wolves.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I'm aware of it. And we're going to make some things.
Hey, guess Marlins took one under the chin. Get it?
Hey,
I'm surprised Robbie didn't come up with that one. That's a Robbie thing right there.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Right.
Crazy, man. Yeah, it's in a bad spot. I just feel like when you go in there and you're like, yep, this is going to be bad. We've been in these spots where, like, you watch the Dolphins and it's just like, yep, this defense, they're not going to stop anybody. This is going to be bad.
This offensive line, I'm not going to really block anybody.
Here.
I feel about the
Kansas
City
Gators. The one thing that I am surprised of, just watching the first preseason game, is the defense still have the same problems.
Minka Fitzpatrick was whiffing all over the place, too.
Huh?
Minka.
Yeah.
He was whiffing, dude.
I get, like, if there's one thing, if you're a coach and you watch the film from last year, fix that.
Yeah.
So even if you're bad, it's not bad like that.
No, it was weird. And I find it interesting because it kind of feels like, I don't know what Flores is doing. Like, it kind of feels like with Minka, he's doing a little bit of, now you got to show me, man. Like, because I feel like if we were going to go into this year, like, who are the talented guys in this team? We talked about it was Xavien. It was Laremy, and it was Minka. We were excited about those guys. Not counting this year's draft class. I know we're probably excited about Christian Wilkins and all that, but those were the three guys.
Right.
And he's spread out where he's playing. He's not necessarily just putting him with the ones in a set place. I'm sure that they're going to try and spring him in a lot of different places because of his versatility. But the fact that he hasn't kind of given him the old okay because it's only his second year, plus he goes out in that first game and he is just swinging and missing all over the field, tackling guys. Like, could it be a thing, or it's just development in the new system, or
just sometimes you over aggressive because your role is expanded. Your coach pumped you up. You get into that first preseason game, you want to show, you want to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, like I want to. I'll show him.
Right, and so
like he's trying to blow somebody up in the first preseason game.
So relax. They'll tell him calm down. It happens, especially with defenders, man. Woo! Defenders sometimes get over-exuberant. I remember playing against Ronnie Lott, and you just laid on the ground until he came over the pile because he was hitting something. So you know how you running backs jump up quick? No, wait a couple. Give it like 2 seconds. Then the missile would come over the pile. Then you get up.
Here's a texter that can go straight to hell.
Woo! Really?
Yep. Chen has an option for 2021, but if he pitches a certain amount of innings next year, the Marlins can void the 2021 year. Chen will be the Marlins next year, but he won't pitch. He will basically be the UD of the Marlins.
Minus one.
Hey! No.
UD ain't getting 20.
Wait, wait, wait. That's the only difference? Here.
Minus one.
No, I'm actually going to say something good.
Oh, thank God.
Okay? UD does offer a ton to the team. Not disputing that, okay? What I am saying is can you afford to have a player using a roster spot when you didn't make the playoffs and needed depth more than anything?
Hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. What do you think about this, Robbie? You tell Wei-Yin Chen this upcoming offseason, work on your swing.
Oh, you think a guy could just all of a sudden learn how to bat?
Let's just use him as a pinch hitter. That's it.
You know,
just
there's
use him
only
as a,
handful
hitter.
Of pitchers that have ever been able to hit. You
Doesn't
realize
matter.
That, right?
Just
Rick had Keel. He had a hard time throwing.
It'd be more valuable to me if he was a spot on the bench, just hanging out, and you put him up for an at-bat every now and then.
It's amazing that you feel this way about getting production out of a player. But UD, you don't care if he plays or not.
Minus one.
No, I'm just asking.
Insinuation.
I'm not insinuating anything.
Dark Stopper, 3 rings.
That was 10 years ago.
Let me tell you something. If Wei Yin Chen had 3 championships and shut down,
you'd still be cussing him out.
No way. Let me tell you something.
If you win a championship with a franchise, right now, you get free, life pass.
Let me tell you something right now.
You guys didn't fight this much to keep D-Wade here.
If Carl Pavano, if they put his ass out on the mound right now, I would say, you know what? For what he did, I'm cool with Carl Pavano being out there. If Brad Penny and his ass wanted to be out on this mound at 40 years old, God bless Brad Penny. But Wei Yin Chen, who's done nothing, he's been the opposite of Peter Pan of Robin Hood. He takes from the poor and becomes more rich.
My goodness.
Seriously though, do you think if they gave him a full year of learning baseball, just trying to hit?
You know, there's a guy playing baseball right now that thought the same thing you did.
Who's that?
Tim Tebow. How much is he hitting?
Not much. Okay. Happy birthday, by the way, to Tim Tebow.
Oh, is he? What is he, 30 yet?
He is 32.
32.
32.
He's already failed at 2 professions at 32.
We're back after this.
Wow.
Robbie, I was really in the hope that I'd never have to listen to this song outside of watching my kids.
It's in the system, and I hadn't played it before. It was a parachute song.
Do you know how many parents are probably pleased they don't have to hear this right now because they dropped their kids off to school or daycare? On another nature note, Leroy and I are different people after what just happened during the break, because one of our texters sent us this video, and it's a video of a praying mantis against a lizard. Like a chameleon? Or
just a regular lizard.
Just a lizard. But the lizard looks pretty intense, right, Robbie. He's got some spikes going on, so I feel like he's going to handle himself just fine. It looks like the praying mantis.
It looks like a giant grasshopper.
I'm sending you the video now, Robbie, so you can see it, because I know you don't have Twitter.
But wait, here's the thing. They went at it MMA style. Like, they weren't just like, you know, most animals, they go quick jabs and get out of there. Quick jabs, get out. No, they were like slow, like grappling. And then next thing you know, the praying mantis chewed the lizard's face off.
Dude, this is, I'm a little shook after watching that. I got to be honest with you.
It's terrifying.
Texter, tweeter writes in. This is Brian. He says, Dolphins need to draft a Baker-esque QB. Hashtag no mopes. I agree. Look, it was a good thing that happened yesterday with Brian Flores letting just Josh Rosen know. It's not a thing that he's going to do it forever. Because, by the way, Leroy, this has been a thing since going back to college. Like, you want to talk about, oh, we don't know, we can't evaluate him. This you can evaluate. And this has been a thing with Josh Rosen since he was a pup.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian Flores let him know, hey man, if you're going to be the guy, I need you to chipper up a little bit.
I guess. I think if he went in there and started performing, right, I don't think they care about his body language. Because you ever notice, you don't associate winning with moping. Although people have certain body characteristics that they just carry themselves that way. For example, Eli, mope.
No.
Get out of here. Because he had two rings, so he's not a mope?
Eli is in the same realm of a Kawhi Leonard. He's emotionless. He's not, like, people wouldn't, you, like, see, in your realm, you would call Kawhi Leonard a mope. He's not a mope. He just doesn't react. He's cool.
So what if Josh Rosen is that?
Apparently he's not, though. He's moping.
Because you haven't played any games yet. So if they were winning, he wouldn't be a mope. That's my point. So you think it's not about winning or losing. It's how you win or lose.
You think it's confirmation bias. You think because he's stunk and he has no emotion,
then you
think he's a mope. What I'm telling you is it's both. He has stunk, but he's also a mope. Not typically both go hand in hand.
Right.
They don't typically both go hand in hand.
They don't. Because we can think of guys who we would deem as mopes. Like, come on. Now, I'm going to give you a name. He is now with Denver. Joe Flacco.
Nah.
Not known as a personality guru.
I thought one person made a good – a guy who has bad body language, who's had some shortcomings in his career, Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers –
No, that guy is fired up all the time.
Yeah, but
he used to talk trash to another team.
Nah, but sometimes bad body language. Sometimes bad body language. Like, he could be intense, but it can go the other way with him.
Let me tell you why
emotional.
People think Jay Cutler has bad body language.
Ah.
Remember when he got hurt and everybody saw him pedaling a bike and everybody got on him about being hurt, didn't realize he had to have knee surgery?
Yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew called him out. I'll never forget it.
Right. Like, yeah, man. All right.
One of those things, man. One of those things.
You can be a mope, but the problem is that all these guys we're calling mopes, we're accepting it if you've won, and we're not if you've lost. Okay, because there is no difference between how Eli looks on the football field and how Jay Cutler looks on the football field. No difference. Eli has never yelled. You ever seen Eli yell?
Nope.
Right. Okay.
But that doesn't make him a mope. That just makes him emotionless. Doesn't make him a mope.
Okay, but if he hadn't won two Super Bowls, he'd be a mope.
No, I don't
agree.
I don't agree.
That's my point.
I guess we'll never know because he has two Super Bowls, but he does.
How about Tony Romo?
No, not a mope. Not a mope. In fact, he's almost annoyingly gleeful because he loves football.
Now he is.
No.
All right.
Why do you think he's a mope?
Okay. You see...
Why do you think Tony Romo?
I'm tired of this. Quit confusing winning or losing with mope or not mope. That's what we tend to do analogy. We take analogies. If it means you're bad, right? You associate it with losing.
Oh, Jim, it's gonna be a run. That would be what mope.
Yeah,
Tony Romo
he's like Jim.
No, I'm talking about football. We're not talking about
was Tony
after
Romo
football.
Was Tony Romo thought of as a mope on the field? I don't think so.
No.
Threw the ball to the other team a lot in critical situations, but not a mope.
Yeah, so did, you want to talk about compiler. People don't want to hear this, but Favre, compiler.
But not a mope.
Not a mope.
But he's got that Super Bowl ring, that validates his compilation. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with that, but that's what people will come back at you with.
He's a champ.
Can you?
He is a compiler. But.
Right. All right.
Marino, again. Not a mope.
No. He had personality. His game had personality.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Yep.
Okay? But what I'm saying is we're taking this and we're making it about winning or losing without really thinking we are.
I just think it's important. Like, you know how we're talking?
Can you be a winner and be a mope?
I haven't thought of one. I don't think we've named one yet.
See what I'm saying?
I don't think we've named one
yet. That's my point.
So you're saying it's important?
I'm saying that we're associating moping with losing, but there are people that have won that have the same personalities of a mope.
Any Canes quarterbacks that were mopes? Because they've had a lot of bad quarterbacks over the last couple of years, Robbie. Like,
I mean,
the
most, Kyle Wright.
Kyle Wright was mopey.
Wait, I mean, Kaya, he was kind of blah.
He wasn't a mope.
Yeah,
he was a compiler.
He wasn't a mope. Stephen Morris, I don't think Stephen Morris was a mope. Ja'Cory, not a mope. Ja'Cory had pizzazz to him.
No,
Malik.
Who's the guy from?
Was Malik a mope?
I mean, when things were down.
Ja'Cory, he wasn't a. Well, he wanted to wear a pink suit to the.
Yeah.
To the.
That would have been great. I wish that would have happened.
To a ceremony where he wasn't invited.
Well, it was only four games into the season. That's why. that's why he was.
Somebody said Derek Jeter is a mope.
Nah, people would look at Derek Jeter and they'd say ice cold killer. Not the same thing. But I appreciate the effort from the texter.
All right.
I appreciate the effort.
Somebody said Jameis Winston is a mope.
And not a good quarterback.
So we are associating good quarterback with mope.
No, I'm saying that usually if you're a bad quarterback, you're probably also a mope. It doesn't always go that way. Some fiery guys suck. Blake Bortles, super fiery and chipper. The dude was like
Peyton Manning wasn't fiery.
Dude was a frat boy on the sidelines. He sucked too. So does it?
Peyton Manning wasn't fiery though.
No. Yeah,
Peyton Manning has 100 times more personality off the football field than he had on the football.
Nah, Peyton Manning's got he's got cool audibles. He said Omaha. Like he says cool stuff. That guy's got. Remember when he yelled at Jeff Saturday, and Jeff Saturday yelled at him back? Like, that was fun.
Oh, here we go. You are associating, Leroy, you're associating moping with losing. You can be the biggest non-moper and still suck, but you can't be a great one and have bad body language. You can't name one. Derrick Rose was a mope.
Case in point.
MVP.
Fraudulent.
See, now you're trying to make your point. You're taken away from the accomplishment.
He's a mope, dude. He would never leave that team to a championship.
Aaron Rodgers is a mope.
Dude got gentlemen swept. Right out of the playoffs by the Heat.
Right.
Mope. And he brought the rest of those guys down because of his injury. They never got over it. They're like, Derek, he's like, I don't know if I want to go out because I got to get ready for meetings later in my career. And yeah, Joakim Noah. And I used to miss shots on purpose so he'd get rebounds. It's like,
somebody say Kawhi is the king of mopes.
Nope, I disagree. He's ice cold. The difference. There's a difference. Not a mope. He's ice cold, dude. Doesn't change.
Brock Berlin, Hurricane legend, was a mope.
No, he was not.
People don't view him that way.
Right.
I mean, I miss Brock Berlin given the recent string of quarterbacks.
You don't consider...
People hated Brock Berlin when he was a quarterback here.
You don't consider Kawhi Leonard a mope?
No way. He's a fun guy.
Says him! He's a fun guy. That's not a mope.
What it do, baby?
Hey, so... You think Antonio Brown comes back and plays?
I don't know, man.
He's got no choice.
I'm kind of fat.
No, it's going to be a minute.
Robbie, did it look bad, those feet last night?
Yeah, his thumb. I mean, his thumb toe, his big toe was way bigger than I thought it was. It was, like, making weird shapes.
Hey, I got a question right now. It's pouring right here at the radio studio, and I just saw a lot of people run into the Joe. Is there another waterfall situation going on? What's going on over
little
there,
Leroy? Little TLC action, Leroy, chasing waterfalls.
Go scope it out. Leroy's going to go scope out, see what's doing. Because it's raining hard. I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah, the DirecTV's out, so yeah.
And this is one of the things that kind of shakes you working here now. It's raining super hard here. And the roof doesn't work on that station, Robbie. And I don't want to laugh because it could be here any minute now. I don't want to throw bad karma on us, but... Poor Joe Rose has had to do the damn...
All good.
It's all good?
Yep.
Whew, all right.
Christ avoided.
I'm looking at that roof. I hope that we don't have the same kind of roof they have next door. That roof right there looked like it's struggling.
Dexter writes in, Kyle Wright, a mope and a dope.
Somebody just laugh out loud, a thumb toe. What the hell's a thumb toe?
It's the big toe and it's the thumb of the toe. You know what I mean.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. Beast is actually out today.
That didn't stop him from replying all.
Oh, dude, listen, I got a couple things about reply all. Shout out to our dude DJ Holiday. He is now the assistant PD for the beach.
So Holiday.
Anytime these promotion emails go out, you like to see how many mass replies are you going to get?
Well, look, we already have a representative. We don't have to send one out. Because soon as something goes out, the first congratulations is coming from Beast. Now, I'm going to say it like this. He mysteriously can't work, but he seems to be paying attention to everything going on at work.
Yeah, he hit with the mass reply. I'm looking at his reply time, and that was, this was sent out at 9:11. Was the initial. His got back at 9:16.
Five minutes.
There was one other person, too, who goes, I'm not usually a reply all kind of gal, but this is wonderful news. So shout out to DJ Holland. I'm not saying it's not wonderful news. However, what I would like to say is you're either reply all or you're not reply all. There's only two types of people. You're either in the club that replies all on news or you're not, and that's it. You could reply because you can reply individually if you want to. So once you put that toe in the water, it's over. You're in. You're a reply all. You're one of the reply allers. You're part of the club now. So congratulations.
Somebody said 560 about to be named 560 the Niagara.
It's so scary out there. I have no interest
scary.
In driving.
Right.
I have no interest in driving. Another text starts in. You can text 67974. It's brought to you by AccentLawFirm.com. Good morning, Tobin. What do you think about the Diaz-Pettis fight this weekend and the main event? Does Cormier lose his belt? I'm torn on this because I love Daniel Cormier. He's such a good dude. There's just one thing that worries me about it with him, and it's kind of an intangible thing, so I know you're going to be like, ugh. But he's had this retirement thing now. He was supposed to retire back in March, and now, like, we're getting to the point where it's August. Seems kind of in and out with the whole John Jones thing if they're going to fight again. So, like, I worry about, like, having his heart fully in it. Now, he did knock the mother bleeper out in one round last time, but it was a competitive fight. But Stipe hasn't fought since, and I feel like he's only been gunning for this Cormier rematch, like, nonstop. So, yeah, I think there's a chance he loses. Like, look, Stipe's the longest reigning heavyweight champion of all time before he lost. He's not a bum. He's really good. But Cormier did knock him out. Knocked him out cold.
Now, usually when Cormier fights, we usually always have him on the show. Is he going to be on with us this week?
I'm working on it. He's high in demand because you want to know why? I got offered Stipe, and I said no. You want to know why? Because Stipe says three words. He's a caveman. Getting him on the radio is basically a waste of everybody's time. Stipe, you want to be here? Yeah, me neither. All right, talk to you next time.
So here's the deal.
DC's a friend of the show, too.
Yes, but I would say this. When a fighter says they retire,
you don't buy it? He's 40, though.
Huh?
He's 40.
And look, has there been a better performer or boxer or MMA or combat sports guy with a worse body than him?
I mean, the only competition I can think of is George Foreman winning the belt in his older
age.
Yeah,
but he wasn't. He was in his older age. Cormier's always looked like this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, yeah, I can't think of a guy.
Well, this is the thing. When he says he's going to go fight John Jones again, he's like, it has to be at 205. I got to do it where I lost. I'm like, bro, you ain't going to be 205 again. I don't know what planet you're living on.
That dog ain't going hunt.
You're telling me at 40, you're going to go be 205 pounds? You crazy?
He's too funny. He gonna come into twitching with an IV stuck out of his arm.
As far as the Nate Diaz fight, I'm excited to see Nate Diaz fight because Nate Diaz hasn't fought since UFC 202 when he lost to Conor McGregor. This is what I love about him, though. He doesn't judge fights on rankings. He's like, I watched this interview with Nate Diaz this week. I fell down a UFC wormhole, and he goes, the guy's like, so, who are you interested in fighting? He goes, oh, no. I just want to fight some dudes who do some cool bleep. And I'm like, he's like, what? He goes, yeah, man, I only like to fight guys that are cool. I don't want to fight guys that rankings. You're not a champion to me. Who are these guys? They're lame. I'm the champion. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You don't get to be cool points. That means you're the champion. But to him, it is.
Right.
I saw like an interview with him too, where the guy's like, "So what's the game plan?" He goes, "I'm gonna go in there, gonna throw a couple punches, bah, bah, bah." He's like, "Get the win, get the cash, cool bleep." Like
that's it.
That's his life.
Wait, like it's funny. We don't really like the honesty, right?
Oh, you know what? Fair point. I completely just overlooked Andy Ruiz, who just knocked out Anthony.
Oh, Harrison. Yeah.
That's a fair point, sir.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, but he won it just now. Okay?
He needs more miles.
I don't think he needs more miles. No, that body ain't getting... never going to be body by Jake.
Dude, it's a benefit. He shouldn't be... It's like you don't...
Because people
don't,
go into the fight yeah, not taking him serious.
Yeah, don't lose the fat thing.
When you see his footwork... Dude, you have to watch Andy Ruiz work out.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And by the way, do you know where they're doing this fight? They're doing it in Saudi Arabia, outside, in the desert.
They used to do that in Vegas. Remember, Vegas used to have the outside fights.
It's a little fishy. It's a lot fishy. It's a lot fishy.
By the way.
Just taking some Saudi Sultan money to go out there. This promoter of Anthony Joshua goes... Hey, Vegas wants to fight. New York wants to fight. London wants to fight. Wales wants to fight. He goes, yeah, but these sultans came to me with just these truckloads of gold bricks. It's in Saudi Arabia. Here. Enjoy it, America. You get to watch it at 9 a.m.
DC going to have to do that LSU workout carrying white bricks to reverse and lose 60 pounds.
Bro.
Yeah.
You didn't believe that story?
No!
I think that's a great
thing. Get out of here.
The bricks.
Bricks of what?
Bricks. You know.
Yeah, okay.
How much does the average brick weigh? I wonder how that goes. I think that's a good workout for the guy. You're always telling me to do leg day. That's what I should do.
All right.
I'll just walk around with some bricks, man. That's how it's going.
Uh-oh. Bad news, fellas. Kenyon Drake seen in a walking boot.
Oh, yeah. He did leave yesterday on the field.
He was limping.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
Precautions.
Is there anything scarier than walking boot?
Well,
as
you know,
far
what?
As tool that you find on a guy, because you never quite know what it is, but you're like, oh, Beast, God, walking boot.
Neck brace. Football player with a neck brace.
Neck brace is hilarious. Is hilarious.
Yes. But
doesn't the foam
boots killed it for me?
Doesn't the foam neck brace just look like scam? Like, I don't believe it. You got to at least upgrade to the plastic.
When I was in college, a kid broke his neck in practice. He had a halo.
Oh,
yes, man.
That's scary.
I felt so bad for the. I mean, because you know, every like 3 or 4 weeks they tighten the screws, and the screws are in your skull. Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
I thought it was just up there with like a suction cup.
No.
What?
They shave your head and they drill the screws in your head.
Oh man. Yeesh.
How about the old dog cone?
I don't think humans wear those.
There's nothing more humiliating than the dog cone.
Wait, that should go on. That should go on.
The dartboard to do dog cone. Yes,
you gotta wear.
Do a show.
Right, put you in a cone of silence.
All right, Darkboard of Doom, dog cone, and brick backpack.
Wait, could you imagine going to drink coffee?
Oh.
Going to drink coffee. And you got like, everybody sees you by the coffee machine with that cone trying to drink coffee.
I got, speaking of the Darkboard of Doom, I went on a search for the Bobrovsky hat.
Yes.
Because I'm fine making it. I know how to make a toga. I'm an expert. But I didn't know.
One of your many skills you picked up from college.
I didn't know where to get this Bobrovsky hat that he has in the infamous sauna picture that we've shared. And so I got to dress like I wanted to do it today, but I thought it was going to be one of those things where I could just go to like Party City and find one. No. In fact, I had to do research on what kind of hat Bobrovsky was wearing in this picture. It's a Russian sauna hat. That's a thing. And so once I figured out what it was, then I could hit Amazon and start doing the old ordering. I found one not exactly like it, but goofy like it, and serves the same purpose. So it'll be here on Thursday, so we will Bobrovsky it up on Friday. A Friday Bobrovsky, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. We are going to ruin this building.
Yeah. Well, in fairness.
I already know what I don't want to land on. Because I don't want to look like the jackass walking to the coffee machine with a dog thing around my neck.
I want to go into a sales meeting like that. Be like, hey, how's it going? We going to sell this?
You should just go in. Wait, like, wait, everybody saw us in our Vice Friday shirts.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, nice shirt. Why is Beast in a suit? I'm like, ugh. And then he went from suit to Big Bird.
Ooh. Somebody says, what about a little J.H.I. return if Kenyon Drake is on the shelf for a little bit, huh?
I promise you, he's still limping.
Oh, damn. I miss him so much.
They say A.B. is going to take a while. He's going to be out for a while.
Bro, he said his feet looked like whoopee cushions last night. That's not good.
No.
That's not good.
Because you got to, first of all, you need something to stimulate the skin to get it to regenerate. And you got to cut a whole bunch of layers of skin off because that's all that is.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Disgusting. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. If you missed any of the show because we were off the air until, what was it, like 7:30?
7:30.
Podcast is up. You guys can go check that out if you missed the beginning of today's program. Amber and Brian Monroe are coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.